Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We'll circle back to the Texans and the Astros a little bit later on this hour. But we didn't do this earlier this week. I want to throw a bone to the Cougs here. They got Kelvin Sampson locked up for the next, I think, 4 years. Like 4 years, $23.5 million. Really good college basketball money for a head coach right there. So that's good to see. We like that. We like Kelvin Sampson here. In fact, Ben, can I acknowledge him for getting that? We're going to acknowledge Kelvin Sampson for getting paid, man.
I'll tell you what, too. It seems like 73. So Kelvin Sampson is 69 years old.
Yep.
Seems like 73 is like the age 31 is for wide receivers.
Yeah.
I think coaches, it's like there's, well, actually, 73 seems to be the upper limit.
Yeah.
There's not really many productive, successful coaches past the age of 73, but there have been a lot there. Just whatever peak age is for other athletes, for coaching, 73, or not peak, but like as far as you could stretch it. Quarterbacks, by and large, it's still an exception when you're playing well after 37 or so.
Yeah.
So, but there are a few. I'd see like right a 4 year extension for a guy who'll be 73 or 74 4 years from now. We'll see. I could totally see Kelvin Sampson still wanting to coach another 10 years.
I could too. He does not. He has got more juice than your average 69-year-old. That's
oh
for sure.
God, yeah,
yeah.
Like the smart thing is he controls his environment.
Yep.
Instead of worrying and wringing his hands about kids these days in the NIL and all that, he says, all right, I'm going to bring in the right kind of guys that I like. They're going to respond to my type of coaching.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find them.
Coach,
and then you end up having a strength in that a lot of guys that might not be five-star recruits are guys that you've got a team full of guys, though, that buy into the way you coach.
Yes.
And you're not having to shuffle new guys in every single year who are only concerned about how much money they're going to make in the draft and all this other stuff.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
He's turned a weakness into a strength.
No doubt, no doubt. And he's had a good run at a lot of places, and none better than here, where he came within one possession of winning a national championship. They're going to be really good again this year, and the year after that, and the year after that. And we congratulate Kelvin Sampson on that. And yet I feel like that there's lessons to be imparted on the kids out there. How has he gotten to be so successful and stuck around so long? Certainly winning, being a good teacher, and all those things have a lot to do with it. But when I looked, Seth, at the list of coaches that are ahead of him now, he's now the eighth highest paid coach in college basketball upon signing this deal at $5.8 million a year. And I'm like, oh, wow, who are the seven that are ahead of him right now? And they are starting at the very top. Bill Self makes almost $9 million a year. And then it's John Calipari of Arkansas, Dan Hurley of UConn, Tom Izzo is fourth, Michigan State. Mick Cronin, UCLA, is fifth. Bruce Pearl at Auburn is sixth. And then Rick Barnes at Tennessee is seventh. And as I'm looking at these names, I'm like, holy crap. And I'll throw Kelvin Sampson in there. This is a petty cast all-star team right here. This is, these are, if you were to build a six-headed or eight-headed, whatever, Mount Rushmore of the petty cast, college basketball head coaches, I think that's one big thing we've learned in 2025. There may not be a more petty business right now than the college basketball men's head coach.
Except that in some of those guys, it's like as these guys grouse about kids these days, some of them seem like they're made for social media.
Yeah,
like they're just whining and complaining about their own personal issues. They make it all about themselves.
Yes.
The problem with these kids is they don't have a team attitude like I do.
Yeah.
Because I am awesome at having a team attitude. And like not like these kids that I'm consciously separating myself from. Yeah.
There is one coach who has separated himself from the pack on that, and we'll get to him. But Kelvin Sampson. Awesome coach, great teacher, lots of success, and also he, too, can be very petty.
Didn't you try to get a game with Gonzaga in 2021?
Gonzaga. It always burns me up when people say that. Yeah, you know, it's like calling me Kevin. My name is not Kevin. My mother used to say, people would see my name and say, hey, Kevin, and she would say, don't let people call you Kevin. Your name is Kelvin. Make sure they pronounce your name right. So that's why my antennas go up with that. Same with Gonzaga. They were our neighbors. It's not Spokane, and it's not Gonzaga. It's Gonzaga, and it's Spokane. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I like that.
I would say it's a bad analogy. Like Kevin is like, no, you didn't even read the name.
Omitted a letter.
It should be Kelvin. Yeah. You just got rid of an entire consonant, like a pretty important consonant that sets you apart from a Kevin.
That he took a hard
look. It's like, it's actually, since we're in the Pacific Northwest, things I've learned recently,
yeah.
It's the Willamette River. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't know that.
It's not
okay?
Willamette. Okay.
Yeah.
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 That was people used to get offended when, on behalf of Mario Williams, when people said Mario Williams.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's the way they pronounce it in some regions.
Mario Ellie, too.
Just,
that would happen.
Yeah,
a lot.
You know what, though? I do get offended on Mario Ellie, that just sounds wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Mario Williams, it wouldn't bother me. Mario Ellie, yes, that's an insult.
Okay.
Because that's a mellifluous name, yeah. Mario Ellie.
Yeah. So Kelvin just taking the hard left turn before he even answered whatever the hell the question was very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, what was the question?
I don't even care. Yeah. So pettiness, kids, petty pays. And here's why. John Calipari, number two, highest paid head coach in all of college basketball, $8 million. Here's Calipari saying during the season he has fragile players on his team.
And for us to bust through, we're going to have to beat somebody. We can say what we want. Like, I wanted to make sure they weren't happy. We're going to be okay. No. If we won that game, say it. We're in the tournament. If we won that game, we're in the tournament. So it's not okay to say we'll be all right. Now you're going to have to go get somebody else. I didn't want to put that on them because I got some guys a little bit fragile. So I'm having to hold them accountable but keep picking them up.
Yeah. Guys are fragile. Yeah, it's just I got little China dolls playing basketball for me.
No, I think Kelvin Sampson, I think honestly, it's for any coach that complains about, oh, the kids these days, or I can't, just for one, like your job is to adapt to changing circumstances.
Yeah.
Your job is to coach the kids you have. And I think that Kelvin Sampson has done a brilliant job of it.
I agree.
To maintain the edge that he has and to kind of command the respect that he does.
Yeah.
A lot of people there are a million reasons why Kelvin Sampson shouldn't have had the success he's had at University of Houston.
That's a good way to put it.
Starting with the state of the program when he took it over, whatever recruiting disadvantages they had. Like, he just keeps mowing through all of these supposed barriers in a really impressive
guy
way.
Guy wanted a high level in a Group of Five conference and then goes to the Big 12 and wins the Big 12. You know, like, it doesn't matter what conference he's in. He just plows right through it.
Do we have more audio?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Seth, I got more. I got more. Yeah, no, this is I want the kids to embrace this lesson I'm giving them. Pettiness pays, man. Kelvin Sampson paid. John Calipari, $8 million. Tom Izzo, been getting paid for years and years. Boy, you want get off my lawn guy. Check this out.
You play real good, you start. You don't play as good, you work your way back in. It's the American way, except America has gotten soft. But this is the American way. That's the way it works. And so I apologize to nobody for that.
Quit your whining.
Dude.
Just quit your whining about
Cookie cutter, 70-something college basketball coach. America has gotten soft. Yes.
If you think about a lot of these older coaches.
Yeah.
And then you think about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend. Yeah. Like, it sounds like Belichick's girlfriend has a thing for older guys. Her previous boyfriend was 60-something.
Yep.
Of all of these older coaches that are in NCAA basketball, which I think I look at Rick Pitino. I think Rick Pitino could actually flip a younger woman, like a 35-year-old woman who's definitely like isn't into older guys. Rick Pitino is the one guy.
He's probably doing it right as we speak right now.
Compared to, say, Rick Barnes. Where like a 35-year-old woman could have a dinner with Rick Pitino and be like, oh, you know what? It turns out I'm into older men.
Yeah, there's something about this guy. Yeah, there's something
Tom
about
Tom Izzo, not so much.
Not so much.
Unless her father was a mafioso. He sounds like a mafia guy from the movies, man.
Not so much with Izzo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so Izzo, $6.2 million a year. Kids, are you listening? Mick Cronin, UCLA, makes $6.1 million a year. Largely, I'm guessing, because he's the only one that can bring juice to one of his practices.
But we don't play. We're soft. So don't tell me you want to win. Like, just don't tell me you want to win. So don't tell me you want to win. It's crazy, you know, and it's every day. I'm tired of it. It's every day. I have the most energy of all of anybody at practice every day. I'm upset with everybody in that locker room, my assistant coaches and my players. I mean, I don't need to do anything else. I almost got 500 wins. I'm only 53. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. But yet I come in and I have more passion and energy and pride than everybody in. That's the problem. So what the truth of it has been, it's really hard to coach people that are delusional. The hungry dog gets the bone. We got guys that think they're way better than they are. They're nice kids. They're completely delusional about who they are.
The platitude at the end is what would have gotten me if I was one of the kids on the team.
Honestly, I have no tolerance for coaches whining. Because they're just such hypocrites when they do it. It's like me. I don't know why these guys are so selfish. Let me talk about me. You're whining.
Cronin's,
stop whining. Hypocritical fat oaf.
That is the fifth highest paid coach in his sport in college basketball. Yeah. Cronin is the gift that keeps on giving. This was him when he was being asked about UCLA being a West Coast team, having to travel to go play all these East Coast teams in the Big Ten. Yeah. This was some awesome whining right here.
So much has been made about you guys going east. You just came back from a prolonged East Coast trip. Yeah. I'm wondering, have you seen anything from the teams that have to come out here and stay out here? Is there any kind of balance with that in terms of the wear and tear and just what you've seen on the court?
Wear and tear on them?
Yeah.
Is that a joke? Please tell me that's a joke.
Is it even comparable is essentially
comparable.
What I'm trying to say.
Have you ever looked at the NBA stats and what the gamblers and all those people do on West versus East? Talk to Eric Musselman, ask him that question, who coached in the NBA. Good luck, West, going east. Okay, and ask me UCLA's record east of the Mississippi in the last 20 years. Because when I got the job, I looked it up for scheduling purposes. It's under 500, okay? We have to go back four times. Oh, The Big Ten teams get to come to Los Angeles, where it's 70 degrees one time a year. They don't even have to switch hotels. We're in the same, we're 12 miles apart. Are you kidding me? Please tell me you're kidding me. I mean, is this a plant? Is this a planted question?
Is this a, listen to this guy.
I mean, you cannot be serious with that. And meanwhile, we've seen the Eiffel Tower, or we've seen the Statue of Liberty twice in the last 3 weeks.
Eiffel Tower.
While we were landing. We also saw downtown, we also saw the Capitol building. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you can't possibly, and we still got to go back. And then we got to go back for the Big Ten tournament.
Right, we got enough for him. He's whining.
And the question was, is there a concern about you traveling from west to east?
Yeah. Well, is it fair, you know, because he's team traveling right, east to west versus west to east. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like, well, like, I don't, he has the question. It wasn't like he made a statement or anything. Yeah. It was like he was arguing against some kind of statement the dude had asked.
Yeah.
And like, it sounds like he had a good, he had an answer ready for him.
He's appalled that the question was even asked is what it sounds like. Like, how can you insinuate?
Yeah.
And this is this.
Is it a planted question? What's wrong with you, Mick Cronin?
This is
tired of your whining.
This is the big, okay, I make $6.1 million a year. Kids, I'd be like Mick Cronin is what I would tell you. Whine about everything.
Yeah.
The worst part was how he talks about how he did the research before he took the job.
Right.
You still took the job. Like, you took the job. Especially if you went and researched it and you found out that this is a downside of taking this job.
Yeah.
You give up the right to complain about it when you knowingly inherit it. You know what I mean?
The guy asking the question was totally setting up. Like, Mick Cronin should have been grateful that the guy asked the question because he was totally setting up a soapbox that he wanted to stand on. That question, the reporter basically was saying, here's a soapbox. I know you want to make a statement about this. And then the poor dude gets decapitated for it.
Yep. Ah. Yep. All right, last
Mick Cronin character. I don't know. Kids, don't emulate that grumpy old man. I'm sorry. He's only 56.
Pick one of the other ones. But yes, here's the last one. Remember when Bruce Pearl was asked if he was panicked?
Is this kind of a flush it, move forward? Is there panic at all? What do you look at with this?
Man, I'm really glad you asked me that question. We lost to Alabama, Tennessee, and at Texas A&M. Yeah, we're panicked. That's a real softball. We lost to some great teams. We lost the buzzer against Alabama. We had possessions here. So, yeah, we're panicked.
Yeah. Life lesson, kids. Pettiness pays.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Do you think panicked was a panic, maybe overstating things?
He said,
a little bit?
Is there panic? Yeah. I guess that's probably where, like, I don't think he was taking it out as much on the. I could see it. I like him kind of standing up and being like, yeah, no, there's. You know what he said? We.
Yeah.
He said we.
That's true.
All these clowns talking about me, it disgusts me.
Yeah.
It really disgusts me. You wonder why your team doesn't play like a team, yet you're continually obsessed with why you have it so hard and how hard it is for you. Yeah, I'm having so many flashbacks to fat football coaches telling me to run wind sprints faster.
You're
like,
man,
you
Gino.
Fat piece of crap. Get yourself on the elliptical machine. Step away from a donut every now and then.
Pettiness pay. All I know is these are the highest paid guys in their profession. And this is what they sound like.
Except Calvin Sampson's the one that never really makes it about himself.
He doesn't.
You know?
He can be petty, but it's not a pettiness.
Oh, yeah, not directed. Yeah.
I've been on the business end of pettiness with Calvin Sampson before. Remember when I asked him? What did I ask? Oh, it was when they made the Sweet 16 a few years ago, and they were the clear-cut highest seed remaining in their region. There were four teams left in their region. It was like the 2 seed, which was Houston, and then like the 8, the 10, and the 12, and I was asking him about how you have to maybe guard against complacency or overconfidence because you're clearly the highest seeded team. And he called what I said, what did he call it?
Bugabaloo.
Yeah. Me. I said
Well, I think you thought he was asking who was asking the question.
When he did the follow-up to that was like, no, I know who you are. Who's that? And I basically said, you know, the internet or whatever it was.
Folks are saying.
People are saying, man.
Now, as I complain about hypocritical coaches, as you pointed out, these are all very successful coaches.
Yeah.
There's a very fine line between whining and coaching sometimes. And that really good coaches tend to be guys who are never satisfied. And except that what they do is they take action.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, that's the difference. But the annoying part is that they are kind of hardwired to be whiners.
Yep.
It's that they're also really good at least at then doing something about it.
Yeah.
But there's it's a very small, a fine line between whining and being a perfectionist and demanding things just right. So sometimes when they're at their most emotional in a press conference, the super whiny part of them comes out.
I absolutely love these bits of audio. When I saw that these are the coaches that were now ahead of Kelvin Sampson on the pay scale, and at least half of them had been on the Pettycast before, I'm like, oh, this in June, you know, like in middle of June, like, oh, 9 o'clock, why not? Let's relive the magic of Mick Cronin saying he's the only one bringing juice to UCLA practices. Mm-hmm. And then traveling west to east is some sort of death blow that he studied up on and then still accepted the job at UCLA. Like, come on now. Come on now, Mick. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll circle back to the Texans here. DeMeco gave kind of a state of the Texans roster at the end of his media session yesterday, and he volunteered a couple names, and I'm starting to get into this thing now, sort of keeping tabulations here on who DeMeco Ryans proactively talks about, and there's some new names that are now popping up here that you can start to see that DeMeco is into. So we will we'll hear from DeMeco. We'll also hear from C.J. Stroud talking about his relationship with his new offensive coordinator, Nick Cayley, and we'll do that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.